Not mobile on St. Mark's. Avoid the area.
2-0 OTR.
Good.
How are you doing today?
Well, trying to get to the plastic surgeon, but St. Mark's has got other ideas. I've been sitting here for the same spot now for almost 4 minutes, and only 3 cars have come the other direction. I have no clue what's going on.
You must be there for your maxi facial surgeon to spiff up your good looks.
That's up for debate right now. My concern is this what it's going to be the rest of my life? And if it is, it's really, really not good. I guess if I got my feeling back in part of my jaw, he said it'll be numb. It'll eventually, like one half of my lip is not, I can't feel, well, it tingles now. But I haven't been able to feel it for the past couple of months. And it's getting, I can feel it now. So I'm kind of hoping he says there's exercises or over time, but right now I have no underbite. And when I open my mouth up all the way, I cannot get a regular mouthful of food in my mouth.
Thanks, Scott. Man, I'm sorry to hear that. I was just fooling around with you. I didn't know you'd had that problem. What'd you do, run that Harley into something?
Well, no, it had nothing to do with a bike. It had more to do with a bare-faced concrete plant. Yeah, that sort of thing. But go ahead there, other station.
Thank you. I just wanted to get a word to Tom there. I don't know if you know this, Tom, but Taylor's Road is open again between 290 and 14.
Taylor's Road. Well, I know we're on Rutherford right now, but no, I didn't know that, Dave, but thanks for the information. I'm pretty poor on roads around here. How's your day going?
Oh, it's good, it's good. I don't want to bust up the conversation. I just want to let you know. I know you live in the area there, and I saw the signs down up by my end, up by 14, and I took a chance, and they got the bridge repair work done, and Taylor's Road is now open from 14 down to Buncombe, or 290, or whatever you want to call it.
You're not talking about Gap Creek, are you?
No.
This is aware of it. I'm brain dead today. I'm talking to Scott, an old friend, W1GE. Take it.
Now I got a dump truck that's stopping right in the middle of the road with nothing in front of him. They're re-tearing up St. Mark's again. I thought they'd already got this line finished. They haven't. They're still doing work. Oh, wow, major work, man. But anyway, life's good. I'm rolling again.
Are they still working on that gas line going down to St. Mark's? My gosh, because I was going down Wade Hampton this morning, and I saw St. Mark's closed at Wade Hampton. They got all the cones across. Jeez, I hope something didn't happen.
Well, it's been that way several days, Dave. And I was kind of surprised, too, because I thought they had it open for a while. Go ahead, Scott.
All of it now. Life is good. But no, it's not the gas line. I think it's a water main that's coming this way. The gas line came up the other way over by that church by McElhaney and McHenry.
The big green line, that was water or gas?
Gas, but I don't know where they made the left turn off of St. Mark's. There is no indicator that it's making a left turn. And the work was done. Well, hell, they might have the gas pipeline here. I doubt. I understood it to be a water line here and a gas lane came from somewhere else. But, well, oh, shoot. They've got a detour now. I have to drive out of my way to finish up St. Mark's. I think I'm going to be late to my doctor appointment. Anyway, wow, this is interesting. W1JE, go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, Scott, I noticed that green stuff that they got alongside the road, Dave, it goes down here to that Springwell Church, and then it turns there, And that's where they always set those fires at and those pipes to burn off gas when they were testing. So I think that is gas.
Is that what that was for?
They were just testing the lines and that. And every year there'd be big fires coming out of it for a little while and then it'd disappear.
I did see that. Okay, all right. Well, anyway, Tom, Taylor's Road is where that peach farm is at the end there, on 290, I guess one light west of Wade Hampton on Buncombe there. That's that little white building, that peach farm. That's Taylor's Road, if you're not familiar with it.
I didn't know that, but yeah, I know exactly where you're talking about. And thanks, Dave.
I want you to know where it was. All right, no problem. All right, you have a station. Please take it. KB2HXS, name is Dave.
Yeah, they're driving me all over the back roads here. I cannot, this is a nice little neighborhood they got, and everybody is driving 10 miles an hour. Oh, man. Why is it I'm leaving an hour before my appointment, and I'm going to be late? And all I got to do is get over to Pelham Road. It's taking me almost a half an hour to get to 29. Gee whiz.
That Taylor's Road is right there at that stoplight by Fisher's Peach Farm, then, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. All right, I didn't know that's what they called it. I never been down that, maybe a couple of times in the last 14 years. I didn't know that. You said it still winds up clear over at 14.
Yep. Down here, it goes from 290 up to 14. And then, kind of squirrels through over there. And I guess they had a little issue at that little bridge down there where it kind of dips down a little bit because when I went over it this morning, it looks like they put fresh blacktop in where they worked. So they must have had some kind of issue there.
If I had to figure out that road on my own, I would have never figured it out. I had more left, right, and everything else going on. But I finally made it to 29.
That's the new Woodruff. Gentlemen, I am pulling into Walmart right now, the most dangerous parking lot in the world, because they walk among us and they drive among us. So I'll let you all go. Good to hear your name. Go ahead and take it. This is N0TR.
All right, Tom. I'll catch you later. Have a good day. N0TR in the group, KB2HXS. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I think your name is Scott.
I am Scott. W1JE, you are famously known one time as Walking One Jumbo Elephant. Not hard to forget that one.
Where does the one call hail from?
To be honest with you, I'm not really sure. It's just that when I studied for my, as people say, Tech Extra license, I wanted a vanity. And when I was looking through the list, this Whiskey One Juliet Echo was available, and I liked the sound of it, so I took it.
Oh, okay. So you're not from the Northeast, then?
To be in the Northeast, unless I have to be there for a job. But you'll never catch me up in the great Northeast. No way. Either Illinois and probably California.
Oh, okay. That's where the one calls come from, Connecticut and above. My two call comes from.
I understand that. I know that zero designation, I think it's from Alaska, and in order to get that zero designation, you have to be a resident of Alaska.
JF4DOS.
Hey, Gary! What's going on?
Hey, Dave. Just riding around with your stuff in the back of my truck.
I am so sorry, Gary. I've been running like a maniac trying to get things working. I'm going to try and get out to your house this week somehow. I got to get over to Steve's building on Wednesday with my trailer, so maybe I can get out there after that and grab that thing.
Bring it by your house doesn't make any difference to me, Dave.
Oh, if you're going to be in the area, heck, whatever you want to do, whatever's easier for you, man.
Arrived here at the filling station. I got to jump out and fill up my truck. I'll holler at you gentlemen later. Hey, Scott, talk to you later. W1JE and KB2HXS, KI4DOS.
Those of you who've been listening, I now have a train 284 in Taylor's. You know, maybe I shouldn't be going to the doctor. W1JE.
Oh, my gosh. If it wasn't a bad luck, you'd have no luck at all, right?
And the travel. That's about, oh, man, this has got to be a super long train because there's a train, two trains in the middle of this train line. I probably counted 20 cars go by and then two trains, and now I got a bunch more. Oh, man. Yeah, sometimes it's a good thing, sometimes it's a not-so-good thing.
All right, well, I'm about to pull into my driveway here. I'm coming into the neighborhood. So, Scott, W1JE in the group, I guess that's you and me left. And Gary, we'll catch you later if you're still listening. Thank you. KB2HXS will be out of here. Have a good day, Scott.
Crazy. W1JE, not mobile again.